Jai Shri Kar, Shri Shri Guru Garanga, Shri Shri Gandharvika Girir Hari Jo Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Srila Bhakti Sundara Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivajakacharya Srila Bhakti Rakak Shirar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Bhagavan Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Jai Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai. Jai, all glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat and all the devotees and followers of Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. My dandavats to all of you, vancha kalpa turubhyas cha, kripa sindubhyeva cha, patitanang pavanebhyo, vaishnavebhyo, namo namaha. At the end of our last video number 4 in this series. This is number 5. All of which, by the way, are available at our website, scsmotglobal.com, or soon will be. We don't know how many will be in this series yet, which we are working title for this is the Acharya's Dialogue, I think, something like that. Because the focus of these talks that I'm giving is the Acharyas of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. And I've said it previously, but I want to remind everyone that primarily these videos, this series is meant for the devotees of our mission, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. Of course, we're publishing these on our website. They will be open to the public. But I think the public is not expected to be very interested in these topics. These are more or less internal to the devotees of our MOTs and mission. And the best way I know to address the devotees all over the world, we have MOTs in all corners of the world, so to speak, from here to California, to Hawaii, Mexico, Canada, Russia, Italy, Brazil, Australia. So there's no way to address everyone without doing this, without using the internet, publishing my articles and talks such as this one on the internet. It would not be my some of these things I think are not really meant for the public, but this is our situation, and everything I say is what I believe to be true, and I think if anyone were to ask me whether they be a member of the public or a member of our mission, then I don't think my comment would be much different. So everyone can examine this and what I'm saying and decide for themselves whether it's true or not. Which brings me to, there's so many points, and so I've already recorded 4 hours, and there may be another 4 hours for all I know, because as everything that I discuss seems to elicit another question. And I want to again remind everyone that I did not bring up these things that I'm discussing about the Acharyas of our mission out of some wild idea out of the blue or anything like that. This, I assumed, as I was told they would do, that the acharyas, the four acharyas on the International Acharya Board, would soon disband the International Acharya Board. There was actually no reason to have a second meeting. As I say, the first meeting was on April 8th, 2010, 11 days after Srila Gurudev's disappearance. At that time, members of that, the Acharyas, Mahananda Prabhu and Goswami Maharaj, certainly had copies of Srila Gurudev's will. They knew what it said. They knew that it said that there are six, that Gurudev named six Acharyas to succeed him in his mission. And as I explained previously, he named six successors. He didn't name one successor. And if Acharya Maharaj is his successor by dint of him being the next Acharya of the Navadvip Mat, then everyone that Srila Govinda Maharaj named was also his successor by dint of the fact that they would were to be, they never became, but they were to be the Acharya of whatever Mat or country or whatever that Govinda Maharaj assigned to them, delegated to them, had they accepted the position of Acharya as they were directed to do by Srila Govinda Maharaj. In other words, Srila Acharya Maharaj is a successor of Srila Govinda Maharaj because he was named to succeed Govinda Maharaj as the Acharya of Navadvip. Srila Trivikram Maharaj is the successor of Srila Govinda Maharaj, is a successor of Srila Govinda Maharaj because he was named to be the Acharya of Brazil after the predecessor Acharya, Srila Govinda Maharaj. I am a successor to Srila Govinda Maharaj because I am now the Acharya of New York as New Jersey, as he said I should be. After his disappearance previously, he was the Acharya here. He is the predecessor Acharya. I am therefore the next Acharya, then I am his successor. So each one is not, there's not one successor. And again, another deception propagated by the International Acharya Board that there is only one successor. There are many Acharyas, but only one successor. No, there are six successors. Because whoever succeeded him as the next Acharya, then he was supposed to be a successor. Yes, was there only... anyway, so as I discussed previously, only myself and Acharya Maharaj accepted the position of Acharya. And so therefore, you could see that as not six successors, but two, or six... not six Acharyas, but two. Not six initiating Acharyas, but two. Because only myself and Acharya Maharaj accepted the direction that Srila Govinda Maharaj gave to take the position of Acharya. He said, so-and-so shall be Acharya. So that was his direction. Be Acharya. And... as I touched upon, some were reluctant. My suggestion to them was, then if you're reluctant, if you feel you're not qualified, you can take a period, 6 months or something, and adjust yourself to this new reality that you will have to accept Acharya, you will have to accept disciples. You will be guru. You will have to fill the vacancy that was previously filled by Srila Govinda Maharaj after he chose you as Acharya. But they didn't want to do that. Instead, they wanted to defer to Acharya Maharaj. They didn't want to be Acharya, but they wanted to keep the title of Acharya. And so this meant they had to promote, and they also wanted an addition, at least one additional Acharya, as I spoke about earlier. And so They wanted things that Govinda Maharaj would not give them. Govinda Maharaj did not give them one acharya of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat worldwide. But they wanted it, so they made it anyway. Srila Govinda Maharaj did not say that the International Acharya Board should continue after his disappearance as the Acharya Sabha, which was to be composed of the initiating acharyas. They didn't want that, but they did it, and they wanted their International Acharya Board to continue infinitely, I guess, or unlimitedly, and so they did that. Govinda Maharaj didn't tell them to do that, but that's what they did. They didn't want an Acharya Sabha composed of six initiating acharyas as Govinda Maharaj directed them, so they didn't do that. And so they to not do these things, and then they wanted another thing. They wanted to keep the illusion alive that Goswami Maharaj was supposed to be an acharya, although he was not named in the will as an acharya. So, from what I can gather, primarily to keep three illusions alive, there's one acharya. Goswami Maharaj should be an acharya. Was not named as an acharya, but will keep the illusion alive that he is an acharya, and the various ways they tried to make this happen. We'll keep the International Acharya Board alive. And why would they do that? I was asked, why would they do that? Well, the reason they would do that is because their idea was that, the only way that we have in front of us that gives any credence, any substantial credence whatsoever to the idea that Goswami Maharaj is supposed to be an acharya, the only thing that we can point to is this memo, Formation of International Boards, made on March 7th of 2010, where it's it gives direction that Gurudev has formed, meaning that it was already done. It was done on March 7th, 2010. Has formed the following boards, plural, for the purpose of giving direction to the his mission, both India and internationally. And then, so there were, as I mentioned previously, a number of boards were formed for this purpose. I do not know precisely what boards they were, because the only board that anyone will show me that they seem to have any interest in is the International Acharya Board. And nothing is said about their duties, their responsibilities. There's no mention whatsoever that any of these five members should be considered as acharyas. As I said previously, there is one international acharya, that was Govinda Maharaj. Everyone else was his servant, representative, Ritvik, etc. So if there was then also, because of this question came up several times, all of them must be acharyas, because the name of the board is International Acharya Board. Well, then my response to that is, if you have the International Bus Drivers Union, and the International Bus Drivers Union needs an attorney, needs a cook, needs someone to bring whatever. Now, let's say they need a lawyer, and so they invite a lawyer to sit on their International Bus Drivers Union board. Well, then, does the lawyer become a bus driver because he's on a board that has bus driver in it? Because that's part of the name? It's a ludicrous idea. But someone could say, but he's on the International Bus Driver Union Board, therefore he must be a bus driver. Okay. then if sitting on the board makes him a bus driver, where's his license? Doesn't have one, right? Doesn't need one, because he's not a bus driver, he's a lawyer. So, same idea. Just being on a board that says international, and it has the word acharya in it, International Acharya Board, does not make one, a member of that board, automatically an acharya. But if you say, if you argue, no, he's on the International Acharya Board, therefore he must be an acharya, because that's the name of the board, Acharya Board, International Acharya Board. Then the five members who are members of the board, they must all be acharyas. Okay. Let's say for a moment that we accept this theory. Then what happens when the board disbands? When the board is dissolved? When the board no longer meets and no longer has any members? Then anyone who was an acharya because of the fact that he was a member of the International Acharya Board, when there is no more International Acharya Board, then he is no more an acharya. Ipso facto. It means by the very fact that he's on the board makes him an acharya, then by that same fact, if there is no longer an International Acharya Board, then he is no longer an acharya. This is logic. Now, I don't know what happened to everyone's logic, but this is logic. This is how logic works. So let's carry the logic another step. Srila Govinda Maharaj named six acharyas. The six acharyas form an acharya sabha, a board of acharyas. They were acharyas before they sat on the board of acharyas. And if that board dissolves, they are still acharyas, because it has nothing to do with the fact that they're on a board with the name acharya in it. That's the difference. It's a big difference. In the first instance, one is only an acharya because he is a member of a board that has the word acharya in it. In the next instance, one is an acharya, one then becomes a member of an acharya board, a board of acharyas, where no non-acharya is allowed to sit. But if that board dissolves, the person who was, all the members who were acharyas before they were member, before they sat on the acharya board, when that board dissolves, they're still acharyas because they were acharya before they sat on the board that has the word acharya in it. I hope this is clear to everyone. It's very clear to me. Gurudev named six acharyas. If they form a board and they call it Acharya Sabha, the six of them who are acharyas form a board and they name the board Acharya Sabha, a board of acharyas, then everyone on that board is an acharya. But not because the board has the word acharya in it, but it's because they were acharya before they became members of the board. They were acharyas before they gathered themselves together and formed a board called the Acharya Sabha. And if that Acharya Sabha disbands, or if it never forms, if it never exists, those six were still to be considered acharyas according to Srila Gurudev's will. They were acharyas before the board. The board dissolves, they're still acharyas. If there's never a board, they're still acharyas. This is simple logic. Their being acharya depends on what Gurudev said they will be. It doesn't depend on them being a member of any board whatsoever. This is a big difference. So, those who four acharyas, Acharya Maharaj, Ashram Maharaj, Janardhan Maharaj, Avadhuta Maharaj, they wanted another acharya, a seventh acharya that Gurudev didn't name. His name Goswami Maharaj. How are they going to get that? Gurudev didn't name him as an acharya. Oh, but he named him as a member of the International Acharya Board. So if we can keep him as a member of the International Acharya Board, then we can continue to say that he's an acharya because he's on a board with the name acharya, with the word acharya in it. This is what they've been doing. As soon as that International Acharya Board dissolves, as it should have done immediately after the disappearance of Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Srila Govinda Maharaj, just as all the other boards were either dissolved or became irrelevant because they were replaced by the Primary Trust Board, which became the supreme board above all others for the governance of the India mission, the temples and missions, Mats of India. Just as that Primary Trust Board superseded the powers, the authority, everything of any previously formed boards or any previously existing boards, just as that Primary Trust Board superseded, supplanted, replaced all the other boards that existed prior to it, it became the, as we heard so many times in ISKCON, the ultimate managerial authority, almost, for the Mats of India. So, if the Acharya Board has any meaning, then it was dissolved, just like the other boards created with the same memo, formation of international boards. The Primary Trust Board took responsibility for the mission in India. It supplanted all the previous boards. And why? Because that's what Govinda Maharaj said it should do. And I accept it. And I think we all accept it, except for what has come to be known as the anti-party. And how does the anti-party distinguish itself from our party? They don't accept Gurudev's will. Gurudev said Acharya Maharaj will be the Acharya of Navadvip, Puri, Vrindavan, Govardhan. He will be the Acharya of the Mats of India. And what is the anti-party of Paramahansa Maharaj and Ranjit and Bhudev and Mahadev and others? What do they say? No, we don't accept that. So one of my questions to the International Acharya Board was, well, what is the difference then between you and them? They don't accept Gurudev's will, and you don't accept Gurudev's will. Tell me, how are you different? And of course, like all my other questions, no answer. Because there is no answer. As Srila Sridhar Maharaj said, they were silenced. All of my questions, all of my points, they get no answer because there is no answer. Because their thinking is flawed, their reasoning is flawed. It's illogical, it's unreasonable, it's illegal, it's illegitimate. It doesn't follow Gurudev's will, doesn't follow his expressed desire as given in his will. And so therefore, am I angry that they are have created an illusion and are propagating a deception that this International Acharya Board is the real functioning authority of the mission? That's what they want everyone to think. Well, I'm here to tell you, it's useless. Just like Those, as stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when one group followed the instructions of Advaita Acharya, and another group disobeyed the instructions of Advaita Acharya. Well, those who disobeyed the instructions, Prabhupada says, Swami Maharaj says, of the Acharya, they became asara, useless. So that's what's happened. The International Acharya Board, it's useless. Because it's existing without authority. And what would actually have some authority, limited authority, an Acharya Sabha composed of the six initiating Acharyas of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, not some other Math, not Krishna Consciousness Movement or some other movement, mission or whatever. The six Acharyas of the Chaitanya Saraswat Math, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, named by the Acharya of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, Srila Govinda Maharaj, that Acharya Sabha has some limited role in governing the society. And what is that role? And one reason I'm mentioning this is because I have heard from devotees around the world, they are very alarmed, thinking that they are not under any one of the temples that was named to be, where Acharya Maharaj was named to be the successor, the Acharya, or have any authority. They're in some other temple, in any other mat in the world. Where no Acharya was designated. And they were thinking, oh, the International Acharya Board says there's one Acharya for the whole worldwide mission. That's Acharya Maharaj. So we have to accept him as the Acharya. Well, no, you don't. Because that was a lie. He wasn't made the worldwide Acharya by anyone. Govinda Maharaj the International Acharya Board tried to make him worldwide Acharya. So not every one of these mats and missions wants Acharya Maharaj as the Acharya of their mat or mission. And they are concerned, they are feeling very uneasy that they will have to accept him anyway. And they are thinking that the International Acharya Board, we have to whatever they say, we have to follow that. Which also, of course, is what the International Acharya Board wants them to think. But no one is under any obligation to follow them because it's illegitimate. It's illegitimate because its useful life was during the life of Srila Govinda Maharaj. And when Srila Govinda Maharaj passed away, his will became the operating document for the governing of his society to exercise his will over the devotees and the mission through his last will and testament. And those who follow that, then I think one could surmise that they are the followers of the Acharya. And those who ignore it, deplore it, deride it, try to invalidate it, say that it has no meaning, it can only mean whatever they say it means. If you don't accept the meaning that they give to it, then you're faithless, etc. This is very all bogus, ridiculous nonsense. So I wanted to try to give some assurance to the temple presidents, to the leaders of the different mats and missions around the world where there was no acharya designated, then as I read Gurudev's will and understand his desire, if you want any acharya, then you can choose whatever acharya you want. And you also are not under any obligation to do anything that the International Acharya Board tells you to do, or for that matter, the Acharya Sabha. And why? Because the Acharya Sabha is to give guidance to all other boards. It's not a ruling board. The Acharya Sabha has no legal ability to control any mat outside of anywhere, even India, to give guidance to all other boards. That means the Acharya Sabha meets and we decide thus and such. This is our recommendation. Please follow it. Can't demand anything. There's no legal basis to make any demand or represent the Acharya Sabha or the International Acharya Board as having any managerial authority or any other direct legal or managerial authority over anything. What to speak of something outside of India? So, those of you who are devotees in temples in different places around the world, you can choose Acharya Bars as your Acharya, that's also okay, or not, and that's okay. And your affairs, you are free to conduct your affairs as your own local temple boards or temple authorities decide they should be conducted. Here in New Jersey, we have every legally registered charity or a spiritual entity, however it may be formed in different parts of the world. We have, trustees. Trustees decide how the, affairs will be managed. And so, in California or Utah or Oregon or Italy or Australia or any other place, you have, where you have such boards, where you have a legally registered society, and you have trustees or presidents and vice presidents and secretaries and all of these things, then you decide for yourselves how you will conduct your mission. If Gurudev wanted otherwise, then he would have said otherwise. But one thing he never said was that you all must follow this International Acharya Board. I've made that clear also in previous articles. But even if the Acharya Sabha should one day form itself composed of the initiating Acharyas of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, then their role is also only an advisory one. And whatever respect that board garners for itself, acquires for itself, then to that degree, they will be followed. Their guidance will be accepted and followed. And I actually pray that that day will come. I think it's a little late, frankly. And I think the time for me has already passed for that idea. I have been making an issue of these things for more than a year now. My patience, as you can probably tell by the angry old man demeanor, my patience is pretty much exhausted. They have shown they are determined. They will not change. They if they do change, it will be for the wrong reason. I wouldn't be surprised if they make it. If they make a change, because I think if any lawyer advises them, the lawyer is going to tell them, you know what, this International Acharya Board, that's nothing. You really ought to do what your guru says to do in his will. If you hope to have any, legal representation or any proper representation of yourselves. So if they do decide that they will form a real Acharya Sabha comprised of the initiating Acharyas of Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math, about which there is no dispute, because even the International Acharya Board, with four Acharyas and one non-Acharya member, declared that in accordance with the will of Srila Govinda Maharaj, there are six Acharyas will be recognized in Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math as initiating gurus. Six. They said, because they are keeping Acharya Maharaj's position special and unique, so their way of stating it is those named in the will in addition to Acharya Maharaj. So like there's Acharya Maharaj and then all the others. So this is their, this is the way they've done everything, and I think it's a little silly. So pardon my mocking, my dear devotees, but it is silly. So, but to keep the illusion alive, they couldn't have one Acharya, so they then decided we'll have a supreme Acharya. We acknowledge others can also initiate. Gurudev said it in his will, okay. But still, we got to remember there's still one giant Acharya, and all the and some others like that. So those others, they can begin initiating, and they have the right to initiate and so forth, in accordance with Srila Gurudev's desire, as stated in his will, which means that even they, when they have to make, are brought to it, then even they acknowledge that the Acharyas are determined by Gurudev's will, not any other factor. So who will initiate within Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math? That's determined how? By what Srila Gurudev said in his will. And I know I keep hitting this point about Goswami Maharaj not named there, and you may wonder why Giri Maharaj keep going on about this point. And I keep going on about it because I keep hearing it again and again and again and again. Avadhuta Maharaj, Janardhan Maharaj, they keep insisting, oh no, Goswami Maharaj is an Acharya. No, you must recognize it. He is an Acharya. No, I don't have to recognize it. Maybe he's Acharya because he's Acharya in other ways. He knows the Siddhanta, or actually, I don't think he does know the Siddhanta. He knows the philosophy. See, there's a difference between knowing the philosophy and knowing the Siddhanta. At least this is my understanding. See, the knowing the Siddhanta means I know how to apply the philosophy. Doesn't mean I've memorized a bunch of verses. It means I know how to be obedient to my gurus. That's my take on understanding Siddhanta. Because that's what all the Siddhanta is for. Purpose of Siddhanta is to understand how to be obedient to the Sampradaya, to the predecessor Acharyas, to the Rupanuga Guru Varga. That's what Siddhanta is about. What is the conclusion? The conclusion is, I am their obedient servant. I'm the servant of our gurus, our predecessor Acharyas. I'm not a deviant. Those who deviate are not obedient, and they're not proper servants, and they don't understand the Siddhanta. So, Sagara Maharaj, he knows many verses. Sarupananda Prabhu, Goswami Maharaj, when he sold the temple in San Jose, he knew many verses. And when he restricted, when he put on his black clothes and his long hair and made himself, you know, look like some, I don't know, some avant-garde artist or something, he knew the philosophy, he knew the verses. And you know what? His idea was that all the things that I've learned, they prove that what I'm doing is the right thing, that this is the new preaching wave for the next millennium. We won't have any ashrams. We won't have any mats where brahmacharis live. We won't have those things, this sannyasi dress. That was the old-fashioned thing of Srila, these old gurus like Srila Sridhar Maharaj and Srila Swami Maharaj and Saraswati Thakur. No, the preaching for this, the new age, what is the new age? Well, the new age is what was envisioned as the new age by Goswami Maharaj. The new age of Goswami Maharaj, where I buy a $1 million building and I make it inaccessible to any of the devotees of the mission, except if they have a specific invitation, then they can come. Oh, but they mustn't wear any of those dhotis, saris, tilak, shikas. No. Yeah, that will look very bad for my new preaching mission. We don't want that here. No. He did this. This was a deviation, as I see it. Whereas Srila Sridhar Maharaj said, I keep this dress until my last breath. Goswami Maharaj showed a tendency to discard the dress like he discards Gurudev's will. No, it's a thing of the past. You don't know what Gurudev... He knows what Gurudev wants. He knows what Srila Sridhar Maharaj wants. He knew what Srila Sridhar Maharaj wants. Srila Sridhar Maharaj wanted him to remove the dress of the sannyasi and put on some long hair and black clothes. And as I noted in the Pied Piper article, the irony that this was ridiculed by Srila Sridhar Maharaj when Ban Maharaj did it, the irony never seemed to occur to Goswami Maharaj. And yet he knows everything, he's all wise, and et cetera, et cetera. Why would such a thing that was so much criticized by Srila Sridhar Maharaj when Ban Maharaj did it, why would it then be condoned, accepted, brilliant in the eyes of Srila Sridhar Maharaj when Goswami Maharaj does it? Bad for Ban Maharaj, good for Goswami Maharaj? I'm not quite up to speed on that one. I don't get that. So, this wasn't... And I've been criticized for this article, The Pied Piper of San Jose. And probably I will be criticized for these videos that I'm making. But again, although I'll be criticized, I don't believe anyone will say that I've misrepresented a fact or that anything I've said is inaccurate. They just don't like it. It just won't be liked. They will say, as they've said, as I've heard, I'm an offender. Some of my friends, Jayanta Krishna in San Jose, he was labeled an offender. Man doesn't have an offensive bone in his body as far as I can see. Why is he an offender? Oh, because he sees what I see. Now he's an offender. Yeah, devotees in different parts of the world, they're offenders. They read Gurudev's will. They read my articles. My articles say this is what Gurudev's will says. And they agree with that. And then they're offenders. And they also, they're not offenders. Maybe some. Must be, you know, everywhere someone is doing something wrong. So that's possible. But in general, we these men of this International Acharya Board have taken good men, humble men, like Jayanta Krishna Prabhu, like Trivikram Maharaj, and others, and they will say that they are offenders, or if they don't say it themselves, they will cause others to say it, that they are offenders because they understand Gurudev's will. And they don't understand why others are not following that will. And that is not the mark of an offender. In my opinion, again, Siddhanta, if that's Siddhanta, they don't know what Siddhanta is. They don't know what offender is. And I learned this many, many years ago when I first heard it from Srila Sridhar Maharaj. And that is that simply because you cause a devotee, a Vaishnava, to become angry, it does not mean that you're an offender. He may have some anartha, and you say something, you do something, and because there is some anartha in the Vaishnava, then he becomes angry. But that is not offense to the Vaishnava proper. You are offending his the anartha. Why suddenly so many, Giri Maharaj is an offender, really? Really? Seriously? Giri, those of you who know me, suddenly you believe Giri Maharaj has become an offender of the Vaishnavas? Okay. You, maybe. As Srila Govinda Maharaj told one of Srila Sridhar Maharaj's god brothers who was disturbed with him, I may be sinful, but I'm not an offensive person. I hope my position is like that. I may be sinful. I may do something sinful. That's a possibility. But I don't think that I am an offender to the Vaishnavas. And simply that I disagree with them, that does not make one an offender, myself or anyone. So, as what I think we will see, anyway, I don't know, time will tell what we see, but I want to read this quotation again from Srila Sridhar Maharaj, talking about Ananta Vasudev, his godbrother. But I think when he began his ruthless oppression against us, we were innocent people, and he began to oppress us in a ruthless way, and Prabhupada withdrew from him. So maybe I'm an offender, and I believe they have been oppressing me in a ruthless way for more than a year now, and they have done the same with Srila Trivikram Maharaj. And I think they have done the same with Avadhuta Maharaj, because I suspect, it is my speculation, but I suspect the reason Avadhuta Maharaj deferred to Acharya Maharaj is because Goswami Maharaj, made him think that that's what he had to do. But at any rate, this is ruthless behavior. They know that everyone is looking to the Navadvip Mat website, thinking it's what it once was. And it is not anymore. It is not the central Mat website, because that is not the central Mat. There, I said it. It is not the central Mat. It was the central Mat. What Mat is it now? It's the Mat of Acharya Maharaj. It is the Mat of Acharya Maharaj. And the website of that Mat is the website of Acharya Maharaj. And I don't have any bad feeling about that either. He inherited it. It was his inheritance. Gurudev gave that to him. So, Navadvip is the Navadvip, Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, Navadvip. Is it the central Mat? Well, anyone can think of it as the central Mat. I have no objection to that either. Those who are the disciples of Acharya Maharaj, certainly they will think it's the central Mat. Those who are disciples of Govinda Maharaj, they may or may not think it's the central Mat. They may think their own Mat in some other place is the central Mat. Now, will the other Acharyas of our mission, will they think that Acharya Maharaj's Mat is the central Mat? Again, they may not. I do not. Why I do not is because I do not believe Acharya Maharaj represents the central current that was represented by the central figures of our Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, Srila Sridhar Maharaj and Srila Govinda Maharaj. One of the reasons for that is because he is also he is the head, right? He's the head of the Acharya board. So then who's responsible for the deception, the illusion that they are continuing to use to persuade the devotees of our mission about something which is antagonistic, antithetical, against Srila Govinda Maharaj's expressed desires as laid out in his will. Well, Acharya Maharaj is the head of the International Acharya Board, and they made him the head. That document doesn't say anyone is the head, the chairman, or anything else. So they made him the head. Now they have the head of the International Acharya Board is Acharya Maharaj. The World Acharya is Acharya Maharaj. The Supreme Acharya is Acharya Maharaj. How do we know? Because the International Acharya Board tells us so. Goswami Maharaj tells us so. Avadhuta Maharaj tells us so. Oh, that's what they think. But I don't believe it. And my idea at first was that each of the six Acharyas should all be seen equally. Not one is big, one is small. All will be seen equally. All will start out on the same footing, the same basis, and should be given equal regard. And the devotees in their zones, Janardhan Maharaj in SoCal, Ashram Maharaj in Mexico, Avadhuta Maharaj in Russia, Trivikram Maharaj in Brazil, and myself here, Acharya Maharaj in India, etc., should all be regarded as the Acharyas of those regions and accepted as such. And take disciples, accept disciples, preach, etc. Expand their missions, make them bigger and bigger. I think that's what is clear from Gurudev's directions and his will, and considering the past 30 years also. But again, this other thing happened, and they all refused to do that. So as a result, they might makes right, and they get to make the rules, and so they've made the rules. And the rules are that there is one rule. And what is the one rule? That whatever they say, that's the rule. Whatever they say, that's the rule. So today the rule is Acharya Maharaj is the worldwide Acharya. Put it on your website. And then the next day, actually there are six initiating Acharyas as stated in Gurudev's will. Put that on your website. But still there's one Supreme Acharya, that's Acharya Maharaj. So don't forget that. Make that known on your website. And give all deference to him. Keep his photo, even if you will decide you'll accept some disciples as like a token or something to keep your position. Well, then make sure that the photo of Acharya Maharaj stays in this parampara on your altar, so that when anyone new comes to the temple, they will get the message. Who is the acharya here? Let's see, is Srila Sridhar Maharaj, Saraswati Thakur, Sridhar Maharaj, Govinda Maharaj, Acharya Maharaj. Oh, why are they saying that Janardhan Maharaj is the acharya here? His photo is not here. It's Acharya Maharaj's photo. He must be the acharya. Oh, I want to take initiation from the acharya. Who would that be? Oh, it must be Acharya Maharaj. And in all the other places, the same thing, of course. And what did Srila Govinda Maharaj say about that? It is to misguide. That is to misguide. Because Acharya Maharaj was never made the acharya of SoCal or Mexico or Russia or Brazil, except by the deferrals of the intended acharyas of those places. So, offensive, offenders. Srila Sridhar Maharaj is about Ananta Vasudev, but I think when he began his ruthless oppression against us, we were innocent people, and he began to oppress us in a ruthless way, and Prabhupada withdrew from him. And if it hasn't happened yet, if they continue, then this is what you will see. We don't... Goswami Maharaj accused me of being crazy because I keep saying the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. I keep saying, follow Gurudev's will. And he thinks that's crazy because they will not follow it. And so to keep saying it, that they should follow it, when they won't follow it, is a sign that I'm crazy. So that was his statement to me in an email. But what... I see is history repeating itself. And history shows that if you are disobedient, if you deviate, if you will not follow the predecessor acharyas, if you think you have a better way, then they will leave you. They will withdraw from you, just as they withdrew from Ananta Vasudev in the opinion of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. Why should we expect a different result when the same thing is being done? So I may not be an innocent person, but I think all of you are. All of those who are innocently accepting the International Acharya Board and accepting the decisions of Goswami Maharaj and Acharya Maharaj and Janardhan Maharaj, Ashram Maharaj, Avadhuta Maharaj, I think that you're innocently doing what you think Govinda Maharaj would want. But when you are told you can't ask any question, if you ask a question like Jayanta Krishna asked, then you will be an offender and you will be banned from the temple, then I consider that ruthless oppression. And no good will come of it. It is an evil thing. And those who partake in that, those who engage in that, who ruthlessly oppress those who say, Gurudev says that there are six acharyas. Why are you saying, no, you can't ask that. Gurudev said there acharya sabha shall be formed. Why don't you do that? No, we know everything. You faithless person, you're faithless. You can't ask. No, that's sure. Look, here's a faithless person, an offender. Oppress him. Get him out of here. Ban him from the temple. Don't ask questions. Okay, very good, very good. These are innocent people. I consider them innocent. Gurudev considered them innocent. He considered them sincere. He accepted them as disciples, workers in his mission, followers, etc. If they are oppressed, if they are dealt with in a ruthless fashion, then... the way forward, as Srila Sridhar Maharaj said at one time, I do not want to see the future. So, Jai Saparikar, Sri Sri Guru Granga, Sri Sri Gandharvika Giridhari Ju Ki Jai. The future does not have to be like that. they can change. They do not have to be accepted in that capacity. We do not have to fear them. The only thing we have to fear is that we do not follow Srila Gurudev, who will guide us all. And as long as we follow him and we are genuine and sincere to follow his direction, then we will be okay and he will look after us. I have that sort of confidence in him. Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Srila Bhakti Rakak Shira Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Srila Asi Bhakti Viranta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Bhagavan Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Nittai Gaur Premanande Haribol. Gaur Haribol.